for tape, CDs, DVDs to our publication Voices from His Excellent Glory, Declaring the Kingdom. Write P.O. Box 21516, Hot Springs, Arkansas, zip 71903. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are many free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. This is now the conclusion of this message from Part A.
The Saturday night service of July the 1st, 2000. At the Summer Family Camp Meeting being held at Lake Hamilton Bible Campgrounds, Hot Springs National Park, Arkansas. Donnie Bejew of Louisiana is the minister.
Kind of seducing spirit that comes into a camp and he knows how to play both sides of the fence and he lusted at the Saul's concubine named Rizpah. And because he couldn't have her the way he wanted, the other man of God, named Ishabet, means shame, came to him and he said, you ought to be ashamed, in my vernacular, to lust after another man's concubine. And I'm believing there's going to be a time in the house of God that men are going to put their britches up the right way and they're going to stand up and call sin, sin, and lust, lust, and lies, lies, and say, that's enough.
Y'all ain't smiling when I'm not telling jokes.
Abner is a type of destroyer. He's a spy.
One of the first things God ever taught me as a young Christian was not to have dissension among the brethren.
Amen.
Actually, it was the first message I ever preached. How many of you know I didn't stay that way? I got with the real spiritual brethren. And we call it spiritual criticism. Trying to help you. Tell you a little bit about your enemy. And that thing will produce a seed in you that will destroy your soul life. And then you'll find yourself being torn between two opinions, going from cat to cat and spreading lies, and you become a spy for this cat, and then you become a spy for that cat. You just need to make up your mind, which spy are you going to be? Well, I just don't like the way that preacher closes his messages. I want you to know that my daddy was the deacon of this church, and his daddy's daddy before him was the deacon of that church. Who cares? I didn't win the battle. We won it together. We lost the war in Vietnam, but we won the battle because we're on a winning team, sister. And on our forehead shall be written, the sons of God. Abner. Can such a thing happen? I mean, do these things really happen in the scripture? Do they really happen in the church? To the point where he begins to defend himself. Am I a dog's head? How many of you know that a dog speaks of the Gentile nation? The unclean. People who are without God. And now he's going to begin to protect himself by throwing words at them that sound real good and spiritual. Verse 10 said, to translate the kingdom from the house of Saul and to set up the throne of David. How many of you know that there's a throne being set up for the King of Kings? Over the nation of Israel, over Judah, which is praise, over Dan, who judges, and Beersheba. Thirdly, infiltration is the ploy of the enemy to sow bad seeds. I was telling Brother Terry, right? And I used to be a grain inspector. How many of you could leave tonight and go into the field and separate the tares from the wheat? I don't think there's one in us here that could do that. Spending 8 years in the grain department, being an inspector, you have to really get into these small little lights with a pair of tweezers and get inside of the germ of the wheat to find out what kind of wheat it really is, because on the outside it could be deceiving. It could be hard red winter, or it could be soft red winter. But there's another weed, another seed, which is fake, which is wild, that grows alongside of the hard and the red. It's called darnel. Talks like God. Acts like God. Does all the godly things. But when you peel that first layer back, Sister Linda, the germ seed of that wheat, that darnel, is dark. And it is identified as wild. And so it cannot be cultivated to produce anything good. And it speaks of a type of personnel that is unregenerate, unproductive, uncultivated, and untamed. God is establishing an army. And in His army, He's setting everybody in its position, its rightful position. And it's coming a time where the Scripture will prove itself that your gift will make room for you, not your title. And I don't make fun of people who have PhD degrees. Thank God for them. I just happen to have one that I praise Him daily. Verse 12 says, "And Abner sent messengers to David on his behalf, saying, Who is this land? Also saying, Make thy league with me, and behold, my hand shall be with thee, and to bring about all Israel unto thee." Here it is. An infiltration is called the enemy's compromise. Been to Saul's house, now he's coming to David's house. He's been to one place, now he's come to your place. And wants you to compromise with him. May I remind you, the Scripture points out that when Jesus was led into the wilderness, he was being tempted. And Satan offered him a compromise. The Son of God. And he says, "If you'll just bow down before me." Jesus said, "If you just won't preach as hard as you've been preaching, if you just kind of cut back the message, if you just kind of water it down just a little bit, I'll give you all these things." And he said, "Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeded out of the mouth of God." I want you to know tonight that the Word of God has all the ingredients that you and I will ever need. Amen. To live victoriously, to live abundantly,
yes,
and to live above that which you're living in now.
Amen.
You may criticize those that have had a revelation from God, but I'll tell you what, if it's working, don't criticize it. Because the Bible says we all know in part, and we all see in part. None of us have the whole truth.
Amen.
We have access to it. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
Say, "You're preaching good now, brother." Let us join leagues together. Let us join forces together. Why would you want to join forces with the devil?
Really?
I can help you, church. Brother Butch and I have been friends for some time, and I told him, I said, "Listen, I said, if you're not too sure about what you want to preach, I'll sell you one of my sermons for $15. Now, I would have normally said that to him, but we're friends. I trust him. He's become a dear friend in my heart, in my life. I said, "The only problem with that, God anointed it for me to preach. And so, it just won't happen. And so since half of y'all are half asleep, I'm going to tell you my Bujo and Thibodeau and Do God joke." Bujo, Thibodeau, and Duga are three Frenchmen, and they went out to fish. Wake up! Bujo and Thibodeau knew how to swim, Sister Lynn. But Thibodeau, well, he didn't know how to swim, though. And it became the worst storm you ever did saw. And that boat shot, it done capsized, yeah. And Thibodeau and Boudreaux fell in the water, but they swam to shore. And all the way swimming, they thought about their friend Duga. And Duga drowned. And everybody go, "Oh." So Thibodeau, like Butch, was elected to go tell Ms. Duga that her husband had drowned in the lake. But old Thibodeau, when he got nervous, he stuttered. Bujo said, "I have a word for you. You remember old Mel Tillis?" He said, "Yeah." He said, "When he sings, he never stutters. Remember that?" So they drive up in front, and his wife looks and says, Oh, but you're Thibodeau. Where's Duga? He said, someone drowned in the lake today. Duga, Duga. Someone drowned in the lake today. Oh, the Duga day. Don't you feel better now? Verse 13, if you'll notice, he'll secondly get you to compromise by using your weaknesses. If Sister Coffee doesn't mind, wouldn't the devil try to use your weaknesses? You can go ahead and laugh. It's good for the soul. A merry heart did good as a medicine. He told you I was a raisin Cajun. Glory! Well, I believe I'll drink to that. Y'all are a piece of work, let me tell you. Joy of the Lord! Yeah, I am serious about my preaching, and y'all are laughing. But here's some spiritual truth. Do you know that lust begets lust? Do you know that Saul had a lust problem that he passed on to his relative called Abner? And then he lusted after his concubine? And David, who was king on the other side, he had a lust problem? And he says, send Michal back to me, who was Saul's daughter. But because Saul was at odds with David, he tried to get his daughter to marry somebody else. What do we call that in America, having two wives? Say what? Say he's bigger than me? The devil's not bigger than you. You're bigger than the devil. And so quit walking around feeling sorry for yourself. At least Duga couldn't swim. We're supposed to be able to walk on the water. Not sink with the ship. I don't know, Brother Green, he's a fish again. I don't generally carry on like this. Sometimes I'm worse. I just feel y'all need to loosen up. Because let me tell you something. I believe God is going to do something awesome this week. I want to tell you, there's going to be a procession of the anointing of the power of God. The word for Michal means who is like God. She's a type of counterfeit. She mimics God. There are people in the church mimicking God. The Bible says there are many imitators, but few duplicators. I know that's strong, but it's the truth. We could go another route, but I'm not going to go there tonight. Will? We'll have to take up a special offering for me because I may not be able to come back. It's called the spirit of like kind attracts. Well, Pastor, I just want to tell you, she was just so nice. When I touch her, I get the most funniest feelings that run through my body. I said, it ain't love, honey, it's lust. You see, and I believe when she moves and big eyes at me, I'm in love. I said, no, you're not in love. You're in lust. And they carry it from camp to camp and church to church. I tell you, it's pathetic. I get to do a lot of traveling. Most churches don't even touch deliverance. Brother, again, you need to pray for me. I got in touch with a brother from Midland, Ohio, and he told me, he says, he called me on the side after I was with another brother. He said, you do deliverance? I said, yep. He said, you cast out demons? Yep. He said, out of Christians? Yep. He said, I got about 10 pastors that need deliverance. How if I could get them together, would you come to Ohio to have a deliverance meeting? I said, absolutely. You see, and everywhere we go, we're tuning people into look. There's a place, there's a camp out in the hills in Arkansas called Lake Hamilton. Bible, demon casting. Out of. Not into. get you some help. See, Dr. No. Wave at me, brother. I saw you hiding back there. Hallelujah. Thursday, when you're going to go back to take back what belongs to you, you realize that not only is there a compromise, there's an exposure. That exposure is better than hidden sins. There's some things God's going to expose in your life and mine, and we need to deal with it. We didn't come to camp because we're so in love and we're so sweet and we just miss you so much. We come to camp to get help.
That's right.
The Bible says, where does our help come from? Not from the toilet. From the Lord.
Amen.
You ought to appreciate the liberty you have here. I got to tell this one story. And I don't want to name the denomination. So I was there 3 years. And I was about going bunkers, because I know God called me to preach. And so I went to the pastor and I said, Pastor, my name is so-and-so, and my wife and I are kind of in transit, and we just want to find us a church home, and I'll park cars, I'll clean talk. What do you want me to do? He said, if you're not a so-and-so, you can't be used here. I said, but God sent me. So I said, God, you heard it. Knock and leave. He said, no, you're not. You sit down. So for 3 years, I sat down. One night, he had an altar call, and he asked me, he said, Brother Ronnie, would you come and be an altar prayer? I said, sure. And the nice guy being that I am, I went up to her, and this short little lady about your height came up to me. She said, I need help. I said, in the name of Jesus. And she manifested. He was going, and she fell to the floor, and she's going. And he says, now what? I said, nothing. He says, oh, you're going to leave her like that? I said, I didn't put her in that state. What are you going to do? I don't believe that Christians can have demons. I said, simple. I said, you foul demon, you come out of her in the name of Jesus. She come up and she goes, oh! Yeah! She's shouting in the church, and I'm going, I'm looking at the chandelier and going, he never asked me to be an altar prayer again. And I said, dear Lord, I need to get saved. Ain't that right, Sister Irma? She told me she's going to pray for me tonight so I can get saved. Notice that hidden sin always approaches the righteous people. You can read the story. There's a lot in here. We don't have time to read it all, but you go back and read it. Here's something I want you to see when you read this story about David and Saul and Abner. Hidden sins can prevent you from discerning your enemy. Hidden sins can prevent you from discerning your enemy. I'm all right. I don't have a problem with that. I left to watch Sister Coffee get up here to preach. And I left to watch the men while she's preaching. They go, viewing to the right, viewing to the left. Forward, march. And then she stomps her foot and they go, then, I'll be glad when it'll be a cold in here before I get caught in here again. You can read some of those thoughts. Folks, this is a real situation. The enemy is infiltrating the churches of the Lord Jesus Christ. We've got to put an end to it. There's a realm where you can live above the realm of the devil. But it's progressive. And it's by revelation to another revelation to another revelation. I believe, should the Lord see fit, that I can minister to you again this week. We're going to talk about gates to the cities in the times of Nehemiah. I want to talk to you about a progressive progression and three progressions, three processions that take place. Jesus first made his appearance at the Mount of Transfiguration. His second appearance he met in the place called Bethphage. It's the house of unripe figs. And he cursed the whole nation of Israel because they were unproductive. But the third time he enters He makes his final entrance. He's going to appear out of the heavens on his white horse and with his vesture. And he's going to be having the crown of many crowns. And he will hold a scepter in his hand. And he will yell and shout for you. It's not the rapture. He's coming back to establish his kingdom in a people that are not afraid to be called by his name and will stand up with tenacity and say, this belongs to me. He cannot steal it from me. God said, you little Cajun whippersnapper, I'm going to let you live to be old. I said, great. I already know I'm going to live to be old. I don't say that boastfully. I don't know that I want to live to be that old. We're living in a day. I just want to say some things to you in closing. That's my first closing, Brother Frank. God spoke to me about 3 years ago and said, son, I want you to begin to lift up the old generals. Spiritual generals. They're not being put out to pasture. But the old generals are going to father the young men that's coming into the company of overcomers that God is raising up. The Joshua generation is present. The veil has already been ripped. I'm speaking from another dimension. There's a voice crying out in the streets of wisdom. There's a voice crying out in your cities, which is your local church. There's a voice crying out in you, and he's saying to you, prepare you the way of the Lord, I'm coming. But we're not going to be singing, soon and very soon, we are going to see the King. Hallelujah, soon and very soon. Oh, we are going to see the King. You know that song about back down, don't you? You can have it your way. You deserve a break today. Let's go up and get caught up and get away in the rapture. We used to sing that. And I was telling Brother Bush on the way, I said, you know, brother, that's a mindset. And I found myself a preacher of the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ not many years back, even though I had heard the truth about rapture, no rapture, that I was beginning to think and meditate on thoughts of, man, I'll be glad when I'm out of here. You can ask my wife, I am ready to lay this body down. I'd rather go home. She said, you'd like to die, wouldn't you? I said, I'm ready. And the Lord spoke to me, he said, you're a coward. And there's no medals for cowardness, only for bravery. There's no medal for cowardness, only for bravery. We're in another company now. His presence is here tonight. And I want to close, and I don't know how. And I am a mess. Remember, Abner is as a lamp. He comes to you like 2 Corinthians 11:14. He is transformed as an angel of light. And fourthly, confrontation requires divine judgment. Deception turns its finger and falsely accuses the innocent. Did you hear that? Deception turns its finger and falsely accuses the innocent. I'm just going to read some things to you that's in 2 Samuel 29-39. There was a well in verse 26. It's called the well of Sirah. It's called a turning. It's a room where the enemy turns accusations upon the innocent. And the guy says, I and my kingdom, we are guiltless. It's not my fault. I didn't do it. The word Hebron is association. He says, beware of your associations. The men of Zariah means it's too hard for me. We will all stand before God. And let's not waste our energy pointing fingers at one another. We're in this together. I'm not your enemy. I came to give you a part and to help you. Later during the week, I want to be able to minister to you in healing. I believe God's going to do some creative miracles. My specialty, if I have any, is in the ministry of healing and prophetic, not pathetic. You're going to be around a while yet.
Amen.
God put something in you that you need to birth into these young women. Women of fire.
Amen.
You're going to be a fan and flame and fan their flames as you speak prophetically to them. Age means nothing to God.
Amen.
I know that.
God knows no time.
Amen.
Time has only been given to man to live by.
That's right.
But time does not tell us about our destiny. I see a great extension of your life. Great extension. Most people can't tell you how young you are anyway. You have more energy than some 35-year-old women.
That's right.
God says, I put that anointing in you. God said he's going to birth a vision in you that's fresh. You've been crying out. He says, you've seen some of it. He says, I'm going to let you see the whole thing. Because I can trust you. You've proven yourself faithful. Faithful. Amen. You know you've been part of what happens here. But God says, I'm extending that. I don't know anything about you than I met you one time. I see a large house with many rooms. God says, I'm going to fill those rooms. It's going to be a place because you're going to be an extension of what is you've connected with here. And there's going to be some in-depth teachings. I'm going to bring men of precious like faith across your path. For these are not going to be for you to just publicize or to write books about. I'm bringing them there for a season because you live in Hot Springs, don't you? In the area of Hot Springs, God is going to deposit a fresh anointing. And one of the greatest moves of God is going to take place in Hot Springs. You're going to be part of it. Everybody stand to your feet just for a moment. I want to obey God. You know, you can obey God with the simplest thing and God will move. We had a man who couldn't get out of bed 2 weeks ago for Father's Day, Brother Frank, And so, for Father's Day, we honored all the fathers and we pinned the flower on their lapel. And I had three of them on one side for three of the men that couldn't come. And one of them was in bed. And the Lord spoke to me. He said, son, he said, what I want you to do is to anoint that flower while the anointing is present. Now, I thought, that's too spooky spiritual for me. I'm a little too radical for that. I don't know if I want to go that well. So the second time God spoke it to me, and one of the sisters in the church who is here tonight, and I asked if anybody had seen something in the Spirit, and she said, yes, I saw like a veil being removed, and I saw a beautiful flower. And God said, that's what I told you. So I gave the flower to the sister who was there. Her husband was in bed, and he was aching from head to toe. He couldn't get out of bed. And I said, bring this to your husband. And tell him the word of the Lord says when he takes it out and he begins to look at it, the anointing of God is going to touch him, is going to heal him from head to toe. In a few moments' time, he was completely made whole.
Hallelujah.
Was it the flower?
No.
No, it was the anointing. If you turn with me and look to this side of these walls, all these chairs are stacked. I want everybody to turn and point that way. You believe that you can receive, and you believe that you can speak a word and it will come to pass?
Yes.
Say, chairs,
be filled,
and overflow.
Come now,
in Jesus' name.
Jesus.
I give the Lord praise and glory. The house is going to be filled. It's going to be filled. Hallelujah. I'm being nice tonight because I'm just getting warmed up at 9:45. It's the first night. You may be seated. It's always a great pleasure for me to come and be with Brother Glenn and First Lady, even though she believes I need to get saved. I have known for some time that God wanted to do something like other men. I'm not the only one in this camp.
Brother Glenn's vision is that he's seen 4,000 and 5,000 people. I believe we're going to see it. It's not coming, it's present. It's not tomorrow in the sweet by and by, it's now. The Bible says now faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. God's good. Come expecting this week. There's going to be a tremendous healing anointing, tremendous prophetic words, tremendous deliverance. You have capable men and women to minister to you. Don't go home with all that garbage. Go home free. In Jesus' name. Little lady right up here, would you wave at me? Second, right here? No, right here. Yeah, you just put your hand up. Yeah, wave at me. You're right here. Okay, that's you. You have come with a lot of questions. God said, I have all of the answers. But I want to bring you a place that you don't desire to go. And it's not a route that you have chosen. For the way that you think that I want to bring you is hard, and I say to you, it won't be easy. But I'm going to take you through. There's going to be some river experiences. Great times of joy and rejoicing. And there's going to be some valley times where you're going to feel like you're about as dry as you can get. And God said, daughter, I'm going to bring you even to the mountaintops because there's a place where I need to take you. And it's a place that you've never walked before, but your heart has desired. And you felt within yourself that, well, I don't know if I can do this. God says, you can, because I'm going to take you by the hand and I'm going to carry you to that high elevation. And I'm going to reveal myself to you like never before. And then you will in turn go back into your city and you will tell them what has happened to you because they will marvel because you have brought forth a glow that appears before you. And I said, the Lord has placed that in you. And there have been times in your life where your heart's been broken and shattered. And the Lord says, daughter, I'm healing that even this night. I'm mending those things that have been torn. I'm repairing the breach, said the Lord. I'm restoring things even in your soul life. I'm going to restore even some family relationships that have been severed because the accuser has come and falsely accused you. And I'm raising you. And even those that you have prayed for, said the Lord, you shall see their salvation, said God. Isn't God good? Oh, how I love Jesus, because He first loved me. Don't you let me leave this time without doing that dance.
I'm ready.
Oh, how I love Jesus, because He first loved me. I got to get in the mood and the anointing. You know, Sister Linda, when you sing that anointing, you got to be present. Praise God. Hallelujah. Brother Speed, would you come, my brother? I want to pray for you tonight.
Hallelujah.
I believe we're going to start this camp meeting off right.
Yes. Hallelujah.
I'd like for you to sit yourself in this chair, sir.
Real pleasure.
And while you sit down, as a fellow brethren,
amen.
I salute you. Amen. Have a seat. Don't put me in the brig now. Stretch your feet up a little bit. Oh, all the way up. Father, I thank you tonight for healing. We call this limb to come forth now in Jesus' name. Lord, I see you adjusting those vertebrae in that back, even in the lower part right now, in Jesus' name. Anointing of God. Move. Healing, come into his body right now. In Jesus' name. Pain, you have a name. I commend you to bow to the name of Jesus. Be made whole. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Father, strengthen his ankles. That which holds the whole structure of man. Anoint his feet. Let him bring forth the gospel of peace. Hallelujah. Brother Steve, there's going to be some new directions. God said there's some new directions coming for you. There's some things that He's going to redirect also in your life. you've given much thought and time of prayer to it. And God said He's going to make it very clear that when He speaks it to you, you don't have any doubt. That's what He wants you to do. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Father, we just lay hands on His head in the name of Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Lord.
Precious anointing of God.
Thank you, Lord.
Now. In the name of Jesus. Kibro Sandama. Lord, heal. Everything the enemy has stolen from him, give back to him. It's his. Hallelujah. And it's precious. Praise God. Amen. Praise the Lord. The longer you stay, the better it gets. The lady in the green top, can I pray for you tonight? Would you come up here, please? Hallelujah. Father, touch her right now. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. God's going to do something in your body. You believe in God for a miracle. You can have it right now. His presence is going to touch you. Hila Baba Bakar. Jesus. You're the great healer.
Yes.
Just lift your hands to the Lord. Father, we loose her now.
Yes.
In Jesus' name. Be made whole. In the name of Jesus. Take it all in. Healing virtues of God. Loose her. Father, remove the weights from her shoulders. Lord, we break every mind-binding force.
Yes, in the name of Jesus.
I break that spirit of insanity in the name of Jesus. You loose her and let her go. Out of her now in Jesus' name. Father, I remove every pin and move every dagger on off her shoulders. I address that spirit of voodoo. I command you to loose her. Everyone, go. In Jesus' name. Every psychic prayer that has been prayed against you, I break its assignment right now. In the name of Jesus.
Yeah.
You've got tremendous pain in your body, haven't you?
Yes, I have. He's the son.
We want to get it all.
It's been really bad for 4 years.
A couple of years. How are you feeling right now?
Better.
Better?
Mm-hmm.
We can get all of it.
I believe it.
Can you open your eyes? Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Making me whole. Feel that?
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. God's good. I don't know if you're going to go forward or backward.
I always go forward.
You go forward?
Yeah, I never go backwards.
You're blessed.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. It's okay.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
I always want to pray for you, Mom, while the anointing's fresh. Amen. Father, touch my precious sister. Make her whole. Lord, we like the improvements. Just completely manifest your healing power in her body. In Jesus' name. Lord, bring her memory back completely. Recall her soul back to herself. She's anointed woman of a living God. And she has a rightful mind. She has complete strength in all her limbs and her body. We speak creative miracles into her life of healing and complete restoration. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you.
Praise God. Oh, well, I've got to let these folks get some sleep. Stand to your feet. Praise the Lord. God. God is so good. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Bless the Lord. You want me to close? You want me to back close? Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise the Lord. Come on, Doc. Hallelujah. Everybody stood up for the doctor. How are you doing?
Good to see you.
Amen.
Good evening. We have prayer meeting at 6 o'clock in the morning. I'd like to invite all of you to come. We pray for our nation, for our president, for all those in authority over us. We pray for the campground and for those that God has placed in authority here and for the ministers who are ministering and for the people who are coming. Pray for our families. Pray for people in bondage. And pray for people who have needs. And then we sometimes pray for folks in the prayer line, in the prayer meeting. And invite all of you to come, and Jesus will be here, and he invites all of you to come and celebrate Jesus. Amen. Celebrate his great and glorious love for us. Yeah. Oh, praise you, Lord Jesus. Yeah. So God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. Yeah. Hallelujah. Oh, Jesus, he did not send us to judge the world, but that the world might be free. Hallelujah. He wants you free, people. Amen. He wants you free. He wants you free to serve him, to be obedient to him, to bear fruit to him. Hallelujah. Oh, Lord Jesus, I thank you. I thank you for this wonderful word that Brother brought tonight. Lord, I ask you now, I ask you, Lord, to send the war angels to go with the people as they go forth, and let your glory be their rear guard. I bind any harassing spirits that would try to steal their sleep tonight, Lord. And Lord, just refresh them, Lord. The God of all mercy and comfort will refresh you and raise you up at 5 o'clock in the morning to be here at 6 a.m.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus, amen.
Amen. Amen. Though you've heard my heart this night, says the Lord, and my cry has beckoned unto thee, thou shalt surely know that thou hast been heavy laden and even trodden down, said the Lord, but I am he who is in thy midst. And this night I make a way of entry that you might enter in, said the Lord, and know that I am he, that you should know that I have bestowed upon thee the blessings of my hand. And know this day, and of surety, said the Lord, I will bring you out from the place and the habitations of that which would bite you, said the Lord. I will bring you even above the habitations of thy enemies, said the Lord. And I shall know, even as I have put my scepter in thy hand, said the Lord, that surely thou shall shine. And know in this time and hour, said the Lord, I have made a way and prepared a way for you, and surely thou shalt come to the gates of the city, and thou shalt behold thy God, and know that he and only he is a pure and holy God, and I am in thy midst, said the Lord. Lay thou burdens down, my people, come into my rest, and know assuredly that I am the king, and I rule with a scepter in my hand, and truly I shall come in that day, and thou shalt be a great procession, saith the Lord, and thou shalt know that I am he, and I will come, and I will be the blessings in my hand, and thou shalt know that even out of my mouth shall come a two-edged sword, and yea, even on the ground that I shall tread upon, for I'm coming for a church, I'm coming for a people who is looking for me, said the Lord. I'm not coming for a system, I'm not coming for a denomination, but I'm coming for a people who is holy and is called by my name, said the Lord.
Praise him, both now and ever.
Wonderful. Isn't it wonderful to be able to praise Him? Hallelujah. You know, there's a song, I don't know if... Okay, we've got a new one for you. You're going to like it. Hallelujah. Okay. I am under the rock, and the rock is higher than I. Jehovah, hide me under the rock. Yes, amen. Tell my enemies I'm under the rock. Jehovah, hide me under the rock. Oh, I am under the rock, and the rock is higher than I. Jehovah, hide me under the rock. Yes, amen. Go tell my the rock. Oh, I under the rock. Jehovah, hide me under the rock.
Oh, sing it again. Oh, I am
under the rock, and the rock is higher than I. Jehovah, hide me under the rock.
Praise the Lord.
Go tell my enemy.
Hallelujah.
I'm under the rock.
This is the end of this message. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home.